Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 34, no, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're wrapping up our great visit with our good friend, Steve DiBianco. Steve is Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Jim, we're a trade association of e-commerce and online businesses, and our mission is pretty simple. We want to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and for free expression, and that's a lot harder than you'd think it should be.
Well, I believe it's hard, and the topics that you talk about with us makes us believe that it's hard. And folks, he's a long-suffering friend of mine because he doesn't – I know he gets tired of talking about net neutrality, but out here on Main Street, you know, we see the Obama administration doing what they did. We see the Trump administration. That's in the news. We're writing checks for IP phone connections, for bandwidth to our businesses. We're buying cable or satellite TV, and sometimes it's bundled. Now we got a carrier buying a content company, and all this together makes, you know, with the net neutrality thrown in, the new Trump rules with net neutrality, it makes us wonder, is this going to affect our connection? Is this going to affect our check? How do we sort all this out, Steve?
Yeah, I want to say that this is one of those few instances where I can just encourage you to relax, that the 2015 Internet Order didn't change anything. It just left us in a situation where the ISPs couldn't make new investments and offer new services without getting a permission slip from the Federal Communications Commission. As of this week, that order's been changed, and you don't have to get a permission slip from the FCC. They can offer different delivery features and delivery speed to those who have content they want to jam out to those of us that are paying for the last mile. And we will watch carefully to see whether that causes problems in privacy and competition. Fortunately, the Federal Trade Commission
Right.
will be the cop on the beat watching for that.
So you said
nothing will happen.
You said that it was going to allow someone like me, a content provider, to buy a better access to buy a better lane to my content. Would that be a way of saying it? A faster lane.
Let's suppose that one of the features on AskJim.biz is an interactive discussion with you. And yet, for people with low bandwidth connections in certain parts of the country,
right,
the experience is just
the
not
buffering.
Satisfactory.
Right.
It's buffering.
Right.
So what you do is that you pay an extra several cents per second, and Verizon and Cox and Comcast might deliver your stuff at a higher bandwidth so that the customer gets a better experience.
All right, so if I want to pay for that, and I'm going to pay for that, that's competition. I like that, no worries. But if somebody else is doing that, and I'm their competition, and I don't pay for it, and as long as they don't degrade me for the fact that that person paid for it, they don't take something away from me that I should have in a net neutral internet, then I don't have a problem with that. If they pay for that and they get more of it and it doesn't hurt me, fine. But you and I both know pipes are pipes. They got capacity.
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking of it, Jim. If higher prioritization happens, will others suffer? Let's flip it on its head. And late in the afternoon when the kids get home from school and start playing their video games, I think my bandwidth suffers a little speed problem here.
I think so too. Office. Yeah. You get up in the hotel in the morning when everybody's getting their email, your bandwidth is suffering.
Yep, and when that happens, the companies themselves are under pressure to deliver. The complaints start flowing in because people are not getting their committed delivery speed. And the competition that goes on between the providers of Internet services is exactly what's supposed to solve that issue. So I believe we should all just take a deep breath and relax. There's enough other crazy things going on in this country right now that why don't we focus on those and not worry so much on the hyper rhetoric of net neutrality.
Well,
half of Americans even know what it is. There was a poll released this morning by Morning Consult and Politico. Only 46% of Americans have even said they've heard anything about
a lot of people. A lot of people haven't, but when you hear this being debated back and forth, at some point in time, you've got to say, "Is this going to affect me?" And I am in favor of an internet that people can invest in to make it better. I like that, but I'm also worried about I'm a small content provider. Steve, you know that. I'm a little bitty guy compared to AT&T, I mean, compared to Time and all these other guys, Amazon, for example. They shouldn't be able to squeeze me over into a little bitty corner of the internet just because they got more money. That's the part that I worry about.
And I'll agree with you. Let's keep an eye on whether that is even going to happen.
Yeah,
in
we'll
a
see.
Brand new world.
And I expect you to keep us posted on that. Net neutrality. I'm sorry, netchoice.com, right?
NetChoice.org. Thank you, Jim.
.org. I'm sorry, NetChoice.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.